This is Mark Strassman at Etopia News. We're about to do another in our series of interviews with some of the 135 candidates running for governor of California. Today we're talking to Mary Cook. Welcome to Etopia News.
Hi, yeah, I am Mary Cook, but more people know me as Mary Carey.
All right, your name may not come up again, but if more people know you as Mary Carey, but you're on the ballot as, how are you on the ballot?
Mary, and then in quotes, Mary Carey Cook.
All right, so people can know you by any number of those two names. Why do you want to be governor?
I want to be governor because I think that I would do the best job. I've got a lot of ideas that other people don't have, and I think I can relate to people and actually bring politics to the people. I'm young, and I'm from the working class.
Young are you?
I'm 23.
Okay. Would that make you the youngest candidate running, or?
I think I might be actually the youngest candidate, one of the youngest, and the youngest female even at that.
Okay, there is a 25-year-old woman from Orange County who's running too, you know, Brooke Adams.
I'm 23, so.
She's 25.
Yeah, I'm younger.
Yes. So what are some of the ideas that you have that nobody else has?
Well, what I'd like to do is I'd like to put a tax on breast implants.
How much money do you think that'll raise?
Gosh, I don't know, millions.
Millions? Well, how many, have you done an estimate to see how many breast implants have been? And how much do you think the tax ought to be?
I'm thinking like 20%. You know, boob jobs can range from 4,000 to 10,000 depending
right.
on the job.
So figure someone
20% sales tax.
So say it costs $10,000, you ought to collect $2,000. The state should collect $2,000.
Exactly.
Payable by the doctor or the patient?
By the patient.
And how much money do you think that'll raise?
You know, I would think in Beverly Hills that we have like 40,000 boob jobs done, you know, a year.
Okay, 40,000 of those at $2,000 each. That's $80 million.
Yeah.
Well,
the deficit
is $38 billion. $38 billion. So.
But I've got a lot more ideas.
Okay, like what are some of the other ideas?
I'd like to install live webcams in the governor's mansion. By doing this, you know, it's like reality TV, which is really popular. You can see what's going on 24 hours a day in the governor's mansion. Actually, see your government at work.
Right.
And I would charge $20 a person from all over the world. So I mean,
$20 for how much? For a monthly subscription?
For a month,
right?
And you can see what's going on whenever you log on.
Right.
I mean, if we had even in Japan 500,000 people join, that's 10 million.
Right.
All over the world.
Wouldn't that only be a moneymaker if what was going on in the governor's mansion were, like, not boring?
You know, I don't know. I think that even if, like, Bustamante won, I think people would like to see what's going on. I mean, maybe not as many people would join.
Right.
But, I mean, it's like Americans and, you know, people in general are nosy.
Right.
And so this would let people, you know, be nosy and see what's going on.
Okay. That sounds like a pretty good idea. You got a third one?
Yes. I also would like to legalize gay marriage.
Okay.
By doing this, we would increase, you know, the tourism to the state of California, the honeymoons, more people would be coming into California.
Right.
To, you know, get married. And by increasing tourism, we'd lower state income tax. In Florida, they don't have any state income tax because their tourism is so high.
Right.
So I'd like to do something like that in California.
Okay. So we got breast implant taxes, live webcams in the governor's mansion, and legalized gay marriage to encourage tourism.
Correct. I also would like to make up a system where when you file for unemployment, you're put in a list of people available for jury duty until you get a job. And that is because right now, if someone leaves their job, the state, you know, pays them.
Is this for welfare or unemployment?
Unemployment.
Right.
And right now when people, you know, are filing, you know, this way you don't have to take off from your normal job. And the state wouldn't have to pay people extra because they're already getting paid unemployment.
You mean by having people who are unemployed serve on juries instead of people who are employed?
Correct.
With all kinds of complications, including lost time and extra money from the government.
Extra money going out, yes.
Okay. I have to say, those ideas are no worse than a lot of the other ones that are coming forward from a lot of the other candidates. So.
I think my ideas are better,
actually. And they're certainly more creative. What personal qualities would you bring to the office that the other candidates wouldn't?
Well, I'm a really spirited person. I was a cheerleader. I was also on my college dance team.
Right.
So I'm really full of spirit, and I'm energetic, and I always make people happy. Generally, whenever someone meets me, they're smiling. You know, I'm really bubbly.
Right.
I'm cute. I'm bouncy. I got nice big boobies. I'm pretty. So I think all those qualities are something other candidates don't have. I think more people would get involved in politics, especially younger kids.
Right.
If I was, you know, giving speeches, because I'm fun, you know, and... That's our key thing. We want the youth to start paying attention to this stuff. They don't anymore.
Well,
by getting someone like me in office, they would.
Everybody says that. Could you elaborate on that a little bit, why it's important to get young people involved in politics?
The kids of today are the adults, you know, tomorrow.
Right.
So, you know, times have changed a lot. I mean, if you look back over history, I mean, even the way kids are sexually active, I mean, like, when I was 17, I left Virginia at 17. There's kids leaving Virginia at like 12. Like, it's just things, you know, TV today, there's like so much nudity on like regular television. There's sex jokes on every TV show.
Right.
Obviously, you know, the world's, you know, just getting, you know, more open. But like, you know, at the same time, kids would rather watch that stuff than watch politics. So kids are watching MTV all the time, and they're not watching, you know, I'm sure most of them don't watch the news, you know. So if like you have a cool governor like me, more kids are going to get involved in politics and watch the news and then, you know, be learning. So I basically educating kids. So I don't know. That's just what I feel.
Okay, it makes sense. Say anything you'd like about how your previous life experience or work experience have prepared you to be governor.
Well, you know, being in the adult industry, I've developed a thick skin. I'm used to people saying things about me and judging me. And
right.
As a political person, you're going to get judged and criticized a lot. So
right.
I definitely could take that. I wouldn't fold under pressure. I've also, you know, pretty much been raising myself since I was 16. My grandparents raised me, and my grandfather passed away when I was 16. And then my grandmother just died last week. But she had Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and I took care of her for a, you know, good amount of years. So she's, you know, I've been independent, and I know what it's like to take care of people, so I definitely think I could take care of a state of California.
Okay. Is the same take care of one grandmother as take care of a state of 34 million people?
No, I mean, obviously, there's a large, you know, different number of people, but, I mean, I don't think that a lot of the politicians have taken care of anything. I mean, they've come from rich families and have been taken care of for them their whole life. I know what
right.
it's like to work hard, and, I mean, most of California isn't like Gray Davis. They're not, you know, don't come from his background.
Right.
They're, you know, 99% of the state is a working middle class. I mean, they don't make as much money. You know, how can Arnold with $850 million relate to someone who makes, you know, $10,000 a year at McDonald's?
Right. What groups, organizations, or individuals are supporting your candidacy?
Right now, the whole adult industry, like adult video news, the adult industry is very supportive of me.
Are they giving you money?
One company is Kick-Ass Pictures. I'm their contract girl.
Are any of them out there campaigning for you?
Some porn stars are and everything, but not really too much yet. You know, it's still you know, it's only been 2 weeks. So
has overall your connection with the adult industry been a plus or a minus for you?
Definitely a plus, I think.
Well,
I love the adult industry.
Right.
So I love it. I love the people. I love porn, you know. So.
Do you think you're getting elected or even your running is doing something or anything to legitimize, if it needs to be legitimized, the adult industry?
I feel I'm a good representative for the adult industry.
Right.
So I feel I'm a good person to be in the public eye to represent porn. You know, I think that I can I show that I'm blonde and bubbly and I look like a stereotypical porn star, but yet I can, you know, put words together and I have a brain,
right?
And I think that's a good, you know, good role model and good example, as well as, you know, Jenna Jameson's also a good example for the adult industry too.
Now a lot of people complain that practically every politician is the captive of one special interest or another, and that once they get into office, they organize their policies to favor that industry rather than the general population. Do you think there's any danger if you got in that the porn industry would have too friendly a friend in the governor's mansion?
I think I'd be pretty fair to everyone. I definitely wouldn't favor the adult industry. I'm definitely, though, all for not shutting it down like John Ashcroft wants to. I mean,
right.
By doing that, we would just be raising the deficit. The porn industry brings in $11 billion to the state of California.
Right.
Not to mention all the video stores that sell porn movies. And if we got rid of porn, we would not only have a higher unemployment rate, but the deficit would be larger.
I don't want to get too... I want to ask you a political question and sort of a psychological question. Some people argue, I may be behind the times on both of these arguments, but some people argue that pornography is bad because it encourages people to do the kinds of things in real life that they're in the films. Other people argue that it's good because people are able to sublimate whatever desires they have to do those things by watching the films instead. Is that what the argument is, and how do you come down on that argument?
Well, I don't think that there's anything. I mean, people have sex in real life, so
right.
It's really no different than what's on video. It's true that our videos are more extreme, you know, that show, you know, double anal movies, you know, but I mean, I'm sure that goes on in real life too. And I mean, these girls have identification, they're agreeing to do it, they're signing model release forms, they're getting compensated. True, they should get compensated more, but
okay.
I feel that, you know, people are always gonna have their own opinions, but
right.
I just don't think that. I think porn is a good thing. I think porn, it lowers violence even more. I mean, it gives people an outlet, and there's a lot of lonely men that are happy when they watch porn. And, you know, it's just a form of entertainment. You know, there's some very high class porn. There's, you know, like a little plot and great storylines and sex. And I personally love to watch sex. You know, it's such a turn on. And it, you know, why should we deprive ourselves of that? There's nothing. You know, I understand someone's being hurt making it, or they don't want to do it, or you know, it's showing actual murder. But everything is acting. Like if someone gets murdered or raped in a porno, it's acting. The girl signed a release form. She consented to it. She's playing a role. It's no different than getting raped or murdered in mainstream television. You know, it's just acting. Now, and obviously, there's got to be a limit because, you know, these things get out of hand. I don't think anything illegal done to someone, such as like, you know, snuff movies and stuff, those would be illegal. You know, but in most, you know, porn, and porn is not, you know, a lot of people picture it like with the silly music in the background being made with like scumbags, but it's actually really mainstream. I've been on mainstream sets. And porn sets are just like mainstream sets. You know, you got the food, you got the makeup artist, you got the lighting, the camera guy. It's, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's,
okay.
You know, for the most part, it's fun.
I got that. Okay, now I've got a list here, a long list here of issues that need to be addressed by the governor. And if you could say a sentence or two about each one, what your position is, what you do,
you know,
about
what?
It.
Call me right back. I'm about to lose phone signals. I'm pulling in my garage.
How many minutes?
You can call me in 5 minutes.
I'll call you back in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'll be in 5 minutes.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Bye, Mary Cook. Bye.